For a time, we lived pretty free and easy. We went where we want. We built houses where we wanted. We tore down what we could. We used what we could of the land. And we cobbled together a life. And actually, to this day, whenever I drive in the countryside, I love looking at those old farmhouses that are made from fieldstone. The ones that are as much mortar as they are rock. The ones that stood as a reminder to the people that even that which got in the way was worth saving. I love looking at those old houses. Play with you? I have to talk. Give me 5 minutes. I'm not long. And what's changed in the generations is that we started using more and more and more. And a lot has changed. As I mentioned at the beginning of service, we had a service celebrating Gord Doubles' life yesterday, 97 years. It is phenomenal to think that we went from horse and buggy to now thinking about traveling to Mars in Gord's lifetime alone. Right? We went from relatively no indoor plumbing, electricity, or anything like that, any of the creature comforts that we've come to grow comfortable with, into now developing a way of escaping from this earth. And I think, I don't know if it's the space race entirely, but it's certainly because of the changes in climate, because we've exploited and taken advantage and misused all that we've been given. While we once had an abundance of resources, we can't keep up with the sheer amount of people that are on the planet anymore. While we Canadians deal with an abundance of land, so many of us live right along the border and have either made sure that the land above us, more north to us, is either inhabitable or polluted. And we have this awful mindset that we're struggling with, and it came out of, and I'm sure you're shocked and appalled, President Trump yesterday, said that he's not willing to take on climate action because it will hurt corporate profits. End stop. We're not much better up here. Trudeau flew to the G20 to pretend that Canada cares about climate change, and he and all the federal electors politicians that are gearing up for October will convince you that they care about this planet, yada, 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 yada. But how many people, and again, throwing politicians under the bus, how many people in the last couple of months have put up with those wonderful ads from the Ontario government saying that we're now going to lose a whole bunch of money to the carbon tax? Hooray. Because a legal fight literally happened between our provincial government and our federal government. Hooray. We are running out of time. And I don't mean tomorrow things are going to get bad. But we were just talking about this actually at Gord service yesterday about the changing temperatures and changing climate. Homes are not being insurable anymore because of changing floodwater patterns. Everybody, I'm sure, has heard about Europe and France and the growing temperature over there. So in 2003, in the last heat wave, around about 150,000 people lost their lives because of the increasing temperature. Does anybody know how hot it was then? What the peak temperature was 16 years ago? 41. Anybody know what temperature was yesterday? 48, 45. More. I'm not a scientist, but I know 45 is more than 41. That's what my theology degree allowed me to figure out. The problem is that we lived in such a time that we thought that our world was disconnected and wherever the ball went. We thought, or we imagined that our little corner of land didn't affect that corner of land. And we lived in that way. We were responsible to our neighbors. We were accountable to them. But we didn't realize that our weather patterns affect other people's weather patterns. And our lifestyle affect other people's lifestyle. And our life, our demands upon the soil and the earth and the water and the winds will affect everyone else. And so that's it. We're depressed. Awesome. Great. Thanks, Chris. The issue is finding hope. Because I can tell you it's not in our government, no matter who you elect in the fall. That the hope is in you and I changing our patterns. And I can tell you, I grew up, and every time a new cell phone came out, I wanted the new thing. Every time a new piece of computer technology came out, I wanted the new thing. I took the old thing out, and usually I tossed it out and got rid of it. And that was a lifestyle because I was told I could do that. I was told that it didn't matter what I was tossing away, it mattered that that new thing was in my house. That mindset shift is so important to us today because we need to realize those things we toss away can be reused. Those things that have been precious to us are still yet precious. There's not a lot of old children, and they're not listening because they're up over there. You know what's amazing? Is that you are the collected material of everything before you. All this breakfast cereal you ate, all of the atoms and carbon and molecules of oxygen have all existed before. They just got rearranged in you. And phenomenally, after you're gone, they'll get rearranged again. So long as life has the chance to grow and continue. And so the hope that I want to leave you with, the hope is actually found in all of the book of Psalms. Because time and time and time again, the book of Psalms remind us of creation. And yesterday at Gord's service, I mentioned that Gord had an amazing capacity to be captivated by this world. Be it his service in World War II or just who he was made to be, everything astounded him. Everything caused him to pause and wonder. And it didn't make it in yesterday's service, but I want to share it today. Words from Psalm 66. This is from the Message, so it's a little retranslated. But it says, take a good look at God's wonders. They'll take your breath away. If only our world would allow ourselves to give up our breath, to give up our control, to give up our desire for the next shiny thing and be captivated by the wonder of a little one, by the growing of a garden, by the blowing of the wind, by the barking of a dog. I mean, that's the hope and the desire of this service, is to allow creation to move in us. And so all of you have shoes on, and so you can do this if you want. We're going to be busy in a bit blessing the animals, but I invite you to take your shoes off and let your toes be tickled by the ground beneath your feet. If you still have feeling in your feet. Some of us don't. Touch the earth and amaze yourself at the blade of grass that is growing just for you in this moment. Let the wonder of God's creation captivate you, because I think that beauty is the only thing that's going to convince us that this planet is worth saving. And I mean beauty in not just this creation, but beauty in kids laying in the grass, and beauty in the wonder of children in Africa, and beauty in those in France, and beauty in those in Russia, and the beauty of all of this created being and this created world together in this place, impacting and resourcing and wondering together at why and how that we've come to enjoy such a blessing. For this is what we are called to be, wanderers of God's creation, blessed by life as it surrounds us. I'm going to go around and bless the animals that have joined us today. Some of you have animals at home, and so you're invited to take this blessing home. These pets... So I want to just say hi. It's funny, yesterday on Facebook, I had a friend put on a very shocking post, and it said, "Missing my nephew." And it was a picture of a dog. And it was so very sweet, because in that person's life, that was their baby. And so we give thanks for the fur babies that are with us, for the song they sing, the barks they bring, and we'll go around and offer our blessing and praise upon these